This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Right back at it on the DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and you. Looks like the recounts are pretty much over, right? And the new administration is moving into place with an all-female senior White House press team. Is that an advantage? Is that good? Does it make a difference? Does it get everybody's attention? I see that the Wisconsin recount ended. Is there still any suit going on?
There's a bunch of lawsuits still.
Yeah. There are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how, to what end? Looks like, when they look at some of these small counties, Biden got, I see here, 132 votes in Milwaukee County. Is this how many they picked up? Trump got 45 more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it worth the effort? Yeah, it's a challenge.
Well, I think it's worth the effort because you want to make sure that the process is working. And I think there are multiple lawsuits still on. One of the things that did not get much coverage last week is that there was a town hall of sorts where they talked about some of the stuff that was going on in Pennsylvania. And you had Rudy Giuliani there. You had President Trump talking about this. And in one county, I guess, there were points out, I guess, throughout the whole state of Pennsylvania, there were only 1.8 million mail-in ballots sent out, but 2.5 million mail-in ballots were counted. And when that information was actually presented to the room actually gasped when there's stuff like this that's happening all over the place. There's stuff going on in Georgia, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania. There are questions that need to be answered, and I don't think that we've gotten at least a solid answer so far as to how that kind of stuff can happen and how that math works out.
So are there people who are actually saying, this is a big question in the room that nobody seems to dare to ask. Do you think it would have been different if Trump's attitude was different? If it wasn't that he was who he is, would it have turned out differently? And even would there be more people trying to secure a win, even though that's not the right way to look at it, because the law and the process should be the law and the process. But I know that in some circles that I travel in, there isn't a lot of sympathy for him as a person, even though many of my friends are like me. They like a lot of the things that he did. They just can't stand his attitude. And that's really what Trump, if you'll pardon the pun, that's where, with the people that I know anyway.
He's dished a lot, but he's taken a lot. The way the news media has treated him.
Well, but the news media started it.
Actually, I think that the news media has been disrespectful. I think Democrats questioned him from day one about his legitimacy as being president. Stupid investigations fueled by no evidence whatsoever plagued him for the entire length of his presidency, sham impeachment proceedings. I mean, the guy has been gone after forever and ever and ever since he took office. And that's because I think he truly wasn't supposed to win. And he disrupted what a lot of career politicians saw was the plan, and I think that's why you see so much vitriol towards him.
Well, there sure is.
And I think
that
he's capable of giving it back. Believe me, I think when people dish out, they always say he's a counterpuncher. He does counterpunch.
And examining the news media and the motives for the control the arrogance, if you will, of the attitude that people have toward those, especially the. Even though it doesn't really carry the day. I mean, look at all the votes. They both got a record number of votes. But with all of the angst and all of the fun that's made by elitists of Trump and his gang, and when you look at the news media coverage of this thing, it's so one-sided, although talk radio is one-sided as well. So that's what people say. Well, the news media is very one-sided, but look at talk radio. That's one-sided as well. And, there's something to be said for that. So I don't, whether it has.
I just feel like you have to search out talk radio where the other stuff hits you in the face no matter what. And I don't know how many
The New York Times is the New York people still all the news that's fit to print, which is one of the most arrogant statements.
The New York Times, maybe, but I'm talking about turning on and watching your nightly news. I'm talking about people who are just light observers are still getting a huge dose of the bias everywhere they go. Many local news sources will pick up stuff that's coming from national stuff. I know our local affiliate in Los Angeles uses all of CNN stuff. So anything that CNN says is getting pumped out on local airwaves as
and
well.
And what makes them the authority? Even when you get right down to it, what makes any of them the authority? If it's supposed to be the news, the authority should be the star. The authority should be people like Fauci or Burks or, you know, whoever it is.
But even they've become politicized.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's frustrating.
It is. Meanwhile, it's good to know the White House gift shop is having a big sale.
Yeah, 50%. Stock up on stuff.
All the Trump
for Christmas,
stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, stocking stuffers and things like that. There's some
well, if you
cool
love
stuff
Trump,
for the White
this
House.
Is great, right? Isn't it? The Trump American flag pin, which is usually $24.95, is now $15.95.
Yeah, and it has like the you know I think it says Trump 44.
45th president. Yeah,
45th.
Right,
I mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean they did the
back.
Same thing when President Obama had stuff when he was going out. This is a normal, you know, this is not a political thing. They normally do this. Yeah. Well, they have to, you know, out
clean
with the guy who's leaving and you know, and fire sale on all of this stuff.
And with the guy who's hobbling in, maybe.
And the guy who's
he makes it.
Yeah, he sprained his ankle.
More than that, fractured it. He's going to be in a boot for weeks.
What? So what happened to how
he was playing with his dog?
They say he was playing with his dog, but who knows.
Oh, wait. Jennifer,
why would they lie about
that?
Why I don't trust anything.
He plays with his dog all the time. I'm sure he does.
So does that mean we're going to have another 4 years of, of people
it.
Like you throwing 100%. Barbs?
100%. Yep.
Yeah, right. That's really a horrible attitude. I think
look, I only call him as I see him. I'm just saying that's what they say. They say he was playing with his dog.
I know, but how do we ever begin to...
Is there anything untrue about that?
I don't know whether...
They do say he's playing with his dog, right?
But then you said if you can believe that.
Yeah,
I just at some point.
All of that is true.
Not about.
I got it for 4 years, so I get to give it back for another.
No,
four
it's
only
where,
fair.
Where does it stop?
It's
and
only
so then
fair.
The next person 4 years more, and it goes on and on and on, and
it doesn't.
It ruins
I know,
the
that's
country.
The, unfortunately,
it weakens the country.
You're right.
And
it's too bad. It's too bad that we had to be put through this.
So
and
we
can
all
make
a choice to change that.
Yeah, we all could. Why didn't we make it 4 years ago?
Well, that's not
no
the question. The question is, why don't we do it now? Why don't we be bigger than
because
those jerks?
Because I love when people say that we should unify when for 4 years I had to live a living hell of people saying, why did your guy do this if we can believe him? That's not my
I'm
president.
Sorry
resist,
that
resist,
you live,
resist. Sorry.
But Jen, the not my president hell. Stuff started with Republicans saying that about Obama. This is, it's a vicious, that's when that became a hashtag, Jen. You know that.
We're in a vicious circle, and why is it up to Republicans to jump off? I'm
because
sorry.
Because they want
to,
they should be bigger than the other jerks in the Democratic Party. If you want to really
wait a minute,
change the Democratic
there were a
Party.
Lot of Democrats, myself included. When Trump won, I congratulated Jen that her guy won. There are plenty of Democrats who gave him a chance, and I have been sorely disappointed with everything that he has done. So you know, there are plenty of people who started out going, yeah, well, all right, let's drain the swamp. Maybe
you
something
know, maybe.
Good could happen, and
maybe
then it was a disaster after one after
already.
Another.
Maybe if it was someone new, but I already know what we're going to get with Biden because I've already lived through 8 years of it. So I don't know. Maybe I'd feel more hopeful if I knew if there was someone new involved, if it was a Mayor Pete or if it was somebody else. Maybe I'd feel that way. But I
but
feel
you're
like
not going to have that because all these people
candidate.
Are products of the Democratic National Committee. The one thing, interestingly, about Trump was not a product of the Republican National Committee. But these people are. They just are. So you're not going to get anybody new. The Democrats run their store, if you will, a lot differently than the Republicans do for whatever the reason, however it happens. There's more power vested at the top there. They make the decisions. You think Joe Biden decided on Kamala Harris? Come on. Who's no. Well, after what she said about him. But back again to where do we kind of give up the ghost and do what's good for America, because fighting about all this stuff is small-minded. It's not going to work. It just doesn't work. It's not going to help make America great again, if you'll pardon the pun. at least in my, not in my way of thinking of, 15 after the hour. Don't forget our DJV download every single day. A lot of different downloads. The DJV show download, lots of fun, magic moments, if you will, are there every day. You can go to djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And that's true of all the things that I do. The Good Day Health Show, American Family Farmer, Your Hidden Power, The Countdown Show, all of them follow their namesakes with a .com, like gooddayhealthshow.com, and you get the podcast there, or as I say, wherever you get, there's a lot of places to get podcasts, wherever you get yours, you'll find us.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Meet America's first and only hybrid minivan. The Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid delivers up to 32 miles all electric with a total driving range of 520 miles while offering plenty of space. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica Hybrid.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, this fellow, Tony Hsieh, who ran Zappos, is dead at the age of 46. Did it have anything to do with the whole business of COVID?
House fire.
Really?
House fire. Yeah, he was in Connecticut visiting his family for Thanksgiving, and there was some massive fire in the house, and he died from those injuries. And it's really sad.
It's crazy.
He was such a I read his book back in the day, Delivering Happiness. The way he ran his company was such a it was such a unique philosophy, and he just he just seemed like a really sweet person, and everyone kind of had a lot of nice things to say about him. So
his story reminds me of Damon from
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank. Yeah, this is kind of a similar line, it looks like to me anyway. So he got $1 billion. Amazon bought him out for $1 billion about 10 years ago, right?
Yep.
So he lived probably well.
He stayed as the CEO 40, until just recently.
Six. Terrible. Awful. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
You think it's Christmas? Turn on the radio. This is a song I don't mind hearing. There are three radio stations around where I am, the Boston, the Worcester, and the Providence stations. I can get them all, and they all have, this year, a much more sort of up-tempo and, I would say, generic approach, maybe that's the word for it, to Christmas music. Not much there. It used to be in some markets, the big markets, where they have two stations that would play Christmas music. One of them would be up-tempo, playing this kind of stuff, the generic stuff. And then there'd be one that'd play, Silent Night, Holy Night. So, you know, those stations always lost when it came to the ratings. Anyway, meanwhile, back at the ranch here at 23 after the hour on the DJV show with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria, Mariah Carey. Dropping a star-studded teaser for Mariah Carey's Magical Christmas Special, which is going to premiere next weekend on December 4th, I think it is, right? Isn't that Friday? I think it's Friday. Apple TV Plus. The trailer opens with Tiffany Haddish narrating. She says, quote, I got a great story to tell you. 'Twas the night before Christmas in 2020 had been rough. So Santa decided the season couldn't be merry without the one and only Mariah Carey. That's it. That's how they get into it. Mariah says, this Christmas, we could all use a little magic as scenes of holiday cheer unfold with this song, obviously. What else are you going to play as the thing gets started? All I Want for Christmas is You, the Mariah Standard, Ariana Grande, Jennifer Hudson, Snoop Dogg, and Carey's twins, Moroccan and Monroe, are among the stars making appearances.
Snoop dressed as Santa Claus is hilarious in the clip.
Snoop Dogg's is Santa? Yeah.
Yeah. Not many presents get delivered under his watch.
Yeah, but you know, I've often wondered why there are more black Santa Clauses when they, in the time, you know, you don't find, there aren't going to be any Santa Claus in the stores this year, right? Can you imagine the kids sitting in the lap of Santa Claus with a mask on?
No, there's a lot of Zoom Santas.
Yeah.
Zoo Santas?
Zoom.
Oh, Zoom Santas. How do you do that?
So the kids, you do a Zoom call with Santa and the elves. It's
Santa lives in his creepy garage.
Oh,
and
yeah. Awful.
So the kids still get to talk to Santa. Yeah.
There's a professional Santa that works at my massage.
Awful. Look at the way these damn this
really
whole thing
let that hang out there?
I didn't hear what you said. What?
What?
I said there's a real Santa that works at my massage envy.
Oh, really?
You mean like he's a professional Santa?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
And also a masseuse.
Yeah, that's creepy.
All right, so anyway, there's the music, the animation, all kinds of stuff in the Mariah special. Again, it's the 4th, and then it's going to be on other platforms, I guess the 11th. Be Apple Music first, though, on the 4th. Also, the companion soundtrack for the special featuring Snoop Dogg and Jermaine Dupri, along with a new version of Sleigh Ride. Oh, I'd like to hear that. Do we have a teaser on that, or that hasn't come out yet?
I don't think it's out yet.
Before that. Yeah, really? Okay. All right, 26 after the hour, Alanis Morissette covering Happy Christmas, grabbing a cover, the one that was done by John and Yoko from 1971, Merry Happy Christmas, War is Over. Remember that song? How many people remember that? It's played all the time now. In this video, Alanis and her family recreate their own bed-in, mirroring the Lennon and Ono the picture. They have a handwritten, quote, bed piece sign taped behind them as they sing this rendition. The visual is interspersed with clips of her bandmates and their families singing together along with black and white snowy scenes, sleigh rides, and children building a snowman. She says, it's an honor to cover this heartwarming song. The lyrics feel more pertinent than ever, and this year has been a year of great resilience in adapting and feeling all the feelings. May this song serve as a big hug to you and your sweet families and friends.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The first shipment of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine arrived in the United States over the weekend to await an emergency use authorization from the FDA. But a recent poll from Gallup showed that only about 60% of Americans were ready to get the shots. That's something the White House Coronavirus Task Force is trying to remedy. Admiral Brett Giroir says Americans need to know these vaccines are safe. The Assistant Secretary of Health for the Department of Health and Human Services tells CNN that the vaccines have gone through intense testing.
These vaccines have been tested in tens of thousands of individuals. There are independent data safety monitoring boards. There's going to be an independent, transparent review. The Pfizer vaccine will have an advisory committee on December 10th. All the data will be out there. The Surgeon General and myself and all the team are really out trying to educate the public. We have to see what the data show, but all indications are this is an extremely safe vaccine.
This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Students in the nation's largest school district will soon be back in the classroom. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced Sunday that the city's public schools will reopen for pre-K students on December 7th, with schools serving students with special educational needs opening on December 10th. Middle and high school students will return to in-person learning at a date yet to be determined. The district had closed its doors about 2 weeks ago as COVID cases in the city spiked. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that reopening schools is a sound strategy as far as the data is concerned. He tells ABC this week that the focus should be on keeping schools open while restricting bars, restaurants, and activities that contribute to community spread.
So if you mitigate the things that you know are causing spread in a very, very profound way, in a robust way, if you bring that down, you will then indirectly and ultimately protect the children in the school, because the community level is determined how things go across the board. So my feeling would be the same thing. If you look at the data, the spread among children and from children is not really very big at all, not like one would have suspected.
And the NFL has fined a pair of teams over violations of the league's coronavirus protocols. The New England Patriots were fined $350,000 for not following protocols during a mini-outbreak that sidelined stars Cam Newton and Stephon Gilmore. The New Orleans Saints were fined $500,000 and docked a 2021 seventh-round draft pick, drawing a harsher penalty as a repeat offender. Both the team and head coach Sean Payton have been previously fined for failure to follow protocols. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. Maximum health and love to you and your family as we go into the holidays big time. I was thinking COVID isn't canceling the holidays, but it certainly will affect the season. So if we start with Thanksgiving and look ahead to Christmas and how we're buying, isn't it affecting Jennifer, what you're doing, and Victoria, what you're doing, and perhaps the members of your family as well?
Yeah, I mean, Christmas plans?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm kind of asking myself who I'm really going to see, I guess, because I always like to have a little something for the people in my life that I love that I see, and so I kind of, like, go through that a little bit more, and I'm reevaluating that, reevaluating what we're supposed to do. Just, I mean, there's eight of us in the office that I run, and I'm trying to figure out how we're going to best, you know, do something nice for them, and it's not easy where I'm living right now, so.
No.
I don't know, and there's a, you know, sick family, and then you think about traveling back and forth, and it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of different things to consider this year that I don't think I would consider.
Well, I'm doing it differently. I would normally, the kids were going to come here for Christmas, and now they're not, and I'm not going to go there if I have to quarantine myself for 14 days or whatever it is.
Didn't they lift that?
I can't.
A bunch of states have said you don't need to do that anymore.
California, are you kidding?
No. But you know what? Look, I'm not trying to tell anybody to break any law, but I wouldn't pay attention to it. So how about that? I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm just telling you I wouldn't pay attention
to it. I wouldn't, but because my family will, because of the other, not because of my two children, but because of their spouses, I'm not going to, you know, get in their face about that. That's not my style.
What does it matter if you sign a letter saying you're going to quarantine or not? I mean, you just saw them a couple of weeks ago. What's changed?
Nothing. I'm going to see them next week, too. I'm going to go out couple of days.
So why can't you come out?
Christmas?
Yeah.
What's
difference? What's
the big deal?
Because then they don't feel like I could be in the same room with them, having just traveled and gone through the airport.
You're going to be in the same room with them anyway.
I'm not going to be. For Christmas, is that what we do? No, we don't go inside. We're always outside. I haven't been in their homes.
As I said, you're welcome to come over for Christmas. I just noticed some pictures that popped up. We were together in 2017 for Christmas. Come on back. Mm-hmm. Misfit Christmas. We'll be okay.
Come on down. All right, so the COVID business and what it's doing to all of us and how we shop and how we live and what we do in terms of traveling, as you're just suggesting, 1 in 3 shoppers say that they're worse off financially than they were last year. So what does that do for the market? I mean, it seems like we're always thinking about what Christmas isn't really all about. It's about the economy? No, it's about loving people and sharing time together. That's going to be very difficult, I think, for a lot of people to do one way or another today. How do you say Merry Christmas when you can't actually hug somebody or actually be with them? I think you can do it, but it's not as much fun. All right, so we have some late-breaking news on yet another one. We've had 3 vaccines prepared so far. So now is there a 4th one, Jennifer?
No, this is actually the 2nd one. So Moderna, first it was Pfizer, now then Moderna. But Moderna had to complete their last bit of testing before they could file plans with the FDA to get an emergency use authorization, and that's exactly what they've done this week. They announced their plans to file with the FDA for an emergency use authorization, and they say the efficacy rate on Moderna's vaccine is 94.1%, so that's pretty good. Moderna will be the 2nd company now to file for the vaccine EUA after Pfizer did the same thing earlier this month. That'll have 2 effective, at least it seems so far, COVID-19 vaccines in distribution by the end of the year, because it takes about 2 weeks once you have the emergency process. So in about another week or so, we'll start seeing Pfizer roll theirs out. Moderna will be behind them by about 10 days. And by the end of 2020, so think about this. So in the last 2 weeks of the year, Moderna expects to have 20 million vaccine doses available in the U.S., and they have plans to manufacture 500 million to 1 billion doses globally. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In 2021, according to their release.
Yep. All right, so there's something is hope in that. As I said earlier, I don't mind saying, because this program is about us and our relationship with each other and the relationship with the people that listen, I'm going to have the shots.
Yeah, if it works, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not going to.
Yeah, I'm just going to have them. I'm not.
If they'll let me get it, I'll do it.
Why wouldn't they let you get it?
I think we're on the list of, isn't it going to be like April for us?
Yeah, I don't even know, but whenever
it's January for me. Yeah.
Right, but there are a lot of people in between, you know, frontline workers and then you and then
teachers,
my parents and then,
I think, well, aren't people that are, but how do they decide? Teachers, okay, but does that mean we're going to open schools up again? If you're going to give them to the teachers, then let's get the schools open tomorrow where they aren't open.
It depends on where you are, you know, if the schools are open or not. They're open in New Jersey, so.
They just closed down here in Massachusetts again.
Well, if there are outbreaks, then, you know, my cousin's senior in high school, his friend at a different high school has COVID right now, and a bunch of his friends have it, so they shut down the school for 2 weeks because of the outbreak. I think it was like 100 kids or something that got it. But none of them wear masks, and they're all hanging out in each other's cars. It's like, it was bound to happen. If you can't reach teenage boys and tell them, hey, you know, you have to wear a mask and look uncool in front of your friends, I guess they won't do that.
Uncool. There you go. That's just.
I mean, that's what
sweet.
It comes down to.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Dr. Birx has warned young people who gather in recent weeks not to go home without a mask. Really? Wearing them indoors? Now, do you wear them with? Do you and Lewis wear them when you're together?
Oh yeah.
You
well, I mean, wait,
house.
Just the two of us? No.
Yeah.
No, at my parents' house, yes. We don't go in the house,
okay.
But we sit out. We actually saw them on
that's
Friday.
That's what we were just talking about. Were we off the air and just talking about me and Christmas, or was that on the air? I don't remember our conversations half the time off the air. Okay, so I was saying I'm not going for Christmas.
I think it was on the air because I said I'm not telling you what to do.
Okay.
I don't want to tell people to break the law, so I think we did do this on the air.
Okay, anyway. The point here is that there are so many different interpretations of all this. I wear a mask everywhere, not out, not inside, because when I'm inside, it's only Daisy and me.
Well, no, if it's just, yeah, that's, I didn't know what your question was. No, I don't wear a mask if it's just Lewis and me inside, but everywhere we go outside, we both wear a mask, and when we sit with my parents at their house outside, we wear, all four of us wear masks, too.
Okay.
Even though it's outside, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't. Okay. We're just extra cautious. Well, but I see a lot of people outside. You know, we do a lot. My friend and I did a long walk on Saturday along the beach, and you know, like, it's so stupid. People had masks on, but they're around their chin. And I saw numerous people running into friends that they don't live with. Oh, hey, how are you? And then they're up in each other's faces and not wearing a mask. It's like, well, what do you think you're doing? You're not doing anything by having it around your chin.
Somebody took a real shot at me after the original time I said probably a month ago that the Hasidics were responsible for the biggest problems in New York City and Los Angeles. And
huge
now
clusters.
Here it is underscored again. Brooklyn, which is where most of the Hasidics live in New York, and in Los Angeles, where most of the are on the, that's the sort of.
There
the
are two
east
clusters in New
side.
Jersey, too. It's all Hasidic communities.
Mm-hmm. And so that's where the big, the huge increases are. 7,500 reported deaths. Here, I'm not one. You don't hear us talking about the stats much because I don't really want to become in, I don't want to go in that business. But. There's a 3-week stay-at-home order that takes effect Monday in L.A. County. And so what does that do for – I'm going to go next weekend for an overnight like I did a couple of weeks ago.
Well, did someone take a shot at you? Go back to what you're saying.
Somebody took a shot at me because I was
anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
No. Right. So the numbers are the numbers. If you live in New Jersey or New York, then those are the clusters
that
have been identified.
Nobody wants to be told that they're wrong.
Okay, well, you know what? I'm on your side on this one.
Can we put the?
There was a 7,000 person wedding that happened illegally in New York.
And that's ridiculous.
And my friend, who was an ER doctor in Manhattan at Mount Sinai, said that there are hundreds of cases now of people who are hospitalized who were at that wedding. So
it's just,
and not a single one wore a mask.
I think the stuff in the middle. The stuff in the middle is this: you cannot prevent people from practicing their religion. So you have to understand that people have a right to do that more than you have a right to tell them to. Wear a mask or go. So here's the
thing.
Don't
come in my face with that. I don't want you around me. You can go do it on your own. That's great. But
so people want to practice their religion. You have to have some understanding about that because it's important. And it's
not. No. No.
Well, that's where you get in trouble. That's where you get in trouble because you sound like you don't have faith, and people want to.
Nonsense. If people
want to believe the happy medium, though, Doug, is that you can go into a temple, you can go to church, wear a mask. There's no reason that you can't wear a mask indoors.
I'm just saying the people who say yours to you.
I think there's a lot of people who this has again become politicized, but there are a lot of people who tend to be on the left who say that the entire reason that there's an outbreak in New York City is that the Jewish people are just running all over the place,
that's not true.
What a lot of people are saying, and that's what a lot of messaging is being pushed, because there are people who are sitting in bars with no masks on that I see all over social
media
outside of the city who come back into the city, a lot of young people, too.
It's any place that's indoors without a mask. It doesn't matter if it's a church, a synagogue, a bar, a restaurant. That's the problem. It's indoors together without masks on, and whether it's in your living room with 10 friends, house parties, whatever, all of this has been linked to people not wearing a mask indoors without ventilation. It's pretty simple. So you can say, yes, there was a 7,000-person wedding that happened to be Hasidic. There are also plenty of house parties that are just college kids from all over. The net of it is all the same. People are ending up, they're spreading this virus, and people
various
are ending up in
groups,
the hospital.
But the groups, we're identifying the groups. In a moment, how is this thing with the dry ice really going to work? We'll talk about that after this.
The Democrats and the corporate media are telling the public that they are confident that absolutely no voter fraud occurred in the presidential election. But their actions suggest that they are not as certain as they would have you believe. This is Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Recently, the anti-Trump crowd has engaged in a targeted harassment campaign to intimidate attorneys working with Trump's legal team as he contests the results of the election. They have used social media to encourage their followers to engage in questionable behavior to pressure law firms to withdraw from Trump's team. A Philadelphia lawyer even received death threats for working for the president. So what are the Democrats so afraid of? If they were so confident that nobody committed voter fraud, why are they so intent on stopping attorneys investigating the matter? Why would they resort to harassment and death threats to stop Trump's legal challenge to the election results? Perhaps the voter fraud deniers doth protest too much. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Saving grace with loans, internal bank, fees may apply. Offer cost information and conditions, deposit, letter, license, and all fixed state, analysis, see rights.org, number 330.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive news story. I'm Nick Miles. Audi of America is amongst the very first in the automotive industry to implement an initial carbon price program as a key initiative in the brand's pursuit of low CO2 emissions. This is part of the ambitious global commitment Audi has made to lower its carbon footprint by 30% and is part of the larger Audi AG mission, Zero Imperative, to reach zero net carbon by 2050. To find your new Audi, watch our reviews at OurAutoExpert.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so everybody's wondering about this dry ice thing and what that's all about. UPS, FedEx, now the airlines, or at least United, are getting ahead of the game. UPS said they're going to make dry ice, produce as much as 1,200 pounds of it every hour. I don't even know how you make dry. Does anybody know how you make it? It's got to be 112 degrees below.
Yeah. Some science class thing that I probably missed.
Takes more than your refrigerator.
Right. Well, it's 112 degrees below zero. That's what dry ice really is. So Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine is the one that needs it. The others do not. Moderna doesn't. Who's the other one? What's the third?
AstraZeneca.
That's right, too. Yeah, that doesn't need the dry ice.
I spoke to a doctor, one of the frontline doctors, was saying that as much as the Pfizer one has some great effective rates and it's going to be good, Moderna's their one they're hoping on because it's easier to roll out.
So we should wait?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's all going to be whatever you can get your hands on.
Yeah. All right, it's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour now, time for our weekly visit for a fix at home. It's Money Pit star Tom Kreitler who is here. He and Leslie Segretti host this program, heard around the country every weekend. Podcast you can hear, you know, you can turn on the podcast and just listen to all of them. Don't do anything else with your life. Just go to moneypit.com/podcast and let it rip.
Yes, but you'd be so well informed as a home improver.
That's true. I want to know. I want you to know that I'm putting a new roof. You and I have talked about this, and yeah. A lot of suggestions that you have given me, I have done, like buying that 3-foot strip that yes. you use to make ice sure there's no ice buildup.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing that. I'm putting a couple of skylights in on each side
yeah.
of the roof, and so I just said to John, make sure that the windows obviously go 3 feet above the drip edge, so that we can make sure we put
yes.
down. Whatever that stuff is, it's in a round, about $2 if I don't know that.
Well, we want to make sure that no ice forms at the roof edge and then backs up,
right.
either under the shingles into the building
right.
or, pushes on the skylights.
So you'll get a kick out of this because you know how frugal I am as far as the farm is concerned. I had, piles of, older, shingles, asphalt shingles around.
Yeah.
And so I had to put a new roof on the back side of my house this summer. The guys did that with the really good, I don't think they lose their efficacy.
And I don't think so either, Doug. As long as they're not exposed to sunlight,
yeah.
they're as good as the day they came off the manufacturing line.
I found some in the old barn that had been there since before I owned the place.
Yeah.
And I took them out last night and brought them up to the house. So I'm going to use them on one roof and use the other stuff on the other roof. And I found myself saving hundreds of dollars by having to, use the stuff you have if you can.
Now, did you notice that the shingles, the old ones, are much thicker than the new ones?
Yes.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah. It's one of the reasons you use the old
like
ones
they used
instead
to.
Of yeah, no, exactly. All right, one of our listeners to this program, Martin, is thinking about projects for next year. Good for you, Martin. He's wondering if he's going to if he needs a new roof, it's 20 years old, so let's keep going on the roof focus here. What is he? Is it 20 years, 25 years, these shingles? The guys that I'm using, I'm not using my own guys to put the shingles on because the hired crews can do it a lot faster.
Yeah.
And they say, well, if you use the old shingles, we won't guarantee it.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, see ya.
Right. Put them up. Stop pointing.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So listen, I mean, there are most basic roof products have a 20-year warranty. Some have a 25 or 30. But don't get confused about warranty and longevity, because the roof shingles are going to last until the sun dries them out, and then they're going to crack. And you'll be able to see those cracks. In the older ones, they usually come off in pieces. The newer ones are like fractures in them, and you get up close to it, you can see them. And that means it's time to replace the roof. You don't necessarily have to replace your roof just because it leaks, by the way, although there's plenty of roofing contractors like me who has an opportunity to sell you a brand new roof.
Yeah, right.
That you don't need. But when the shingles start to deteriorate and they crack and they dry out, that's when you replace them. And by the way, speaking of warranties, it's a joke, because you know what the warranty is on a roof? It's materials only. Mm-hmm. So the material cost is what, 20% of the roof replacement cost, and you get a prorated version of that? You know, if you spent $1,000 on roof shingles, and in the 10th year there was some proven clearly proven manufacturing defect,
good luck,
you get $100 back.
Yeah, right, okay. Yeah. Hello, ding 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 ding.
Yeah.
All right, so here we have every week there's a new podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. This week you're focusing, whenever I've gone to Home Depot, I've talked to all the guys, everybody's happy there because they're getting a raise and all the money they've made, you know, it's a happy place. I've noticed they're pretty dirty lately. Have you noticed that?
They're busy.
So much
busy
traffic.
Places,
yeah, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Busy places.
All right, so they sell a lot of paint. And what's that?
We're talking about Keys to a Perfect Paint Project on this latest podcast, episode 2052. And, you know, there are paint is a project that everybody thinks they can do, right? It is the most basic of DIY projects. But there are these critical mistakes that people make when they paint, Doug, that completely ruin everything that follows, like primer, right? Not using the right primer. And not using the primer properly, and then the paint starts to peel and chip, and people go, oh, it must be bad paint. No, it's not bad paint.
Well, you did
it's just bad painters.
Yep. All right, what do you do? You've got a garbage. I had to put a new garbage disposal in, and the line is still plugged. I had to hire somebody for $200-something to come and unplug the line again.
Well, so. You know, what happens with disposers mostly is they get stuck. They get jammed, especially if you put C's in them and stuff.
Right.
And there is a reset button on the bottom of them, and also like an Allen key that you can sort of move past the jam with the power off, and that usually clears it really quickly. Another thing we covered on the podcast.
Oh,
plus,
be more sweepstakes,
holiday home decor giveaway at Money Pit right now. Win tools.
MoneyPit.com/sweepstakes.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me, and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.